Proclamation number 662 dated the November 11th, 1938. The Eternal Trinity. Always be aware of the great blessing you receive and always remain willing to carry out the task given to you, and the Lord will bless you. The message you receive today is intended to briefly explain the Eternal Trinity to you. This is a problem you humans find difficult, and yet it is so very easy to understand, for only the Deity is everything in one person. It unites wisdom, love and strength of will within itself. Whenever a Trinity is spoken of, it is always just the quintessence of love as the Father, of wisdom as the Son and of will as the Holy Spirit. For the Father's love brought everything into existence. God's wisdom subsequently put every creation into its rightful place and allocated their tasks, and the Spirit of will animates everything and assures its existence. Only in this way, that everything is united within the one eternally and changing Deity, because God is forever the quintessence of love, wisdom and might, can the most comprehensible solution to the problem be found. But people often came to the wrong conclusion and, as a result, gave the misguided explanation of three deities. The living relationship of the child with the Father makes it easy to find the right explanation that God is everything in one and that no separation whatsoever is possible, that therefore everything also has to unite itself in God. People's limited intellectual capacity also tried to apply human limitations to the eternal Deity and imagined an entity which was intended to represent the eternally divine, and this in line with their own opinions and concepts. Any personification of God is a wrong concept, for a being which unites everything within itself and which is incomprehensible in its abundance of light and strength cannot find expression in one person. But to enable people to form a mental concept, this eternal Deity embodied itself in a human being, so that they are indeed able to conceive an outer appearance of what became comprehensible to humanity as the Son of God. Love and wisdom, will and omnipotence were also united within this Son of God, and again nothing was separated from each other. Through Jesus' death on the cross the power of death was broken, that is, it now became possible for people to conquer evil by using their will. Will became strength at the same time, and from this time on the willing person on earth also received God's strength to turn his will into action and thereby release himself. This strength of the Holy Spirit in turn is an emanation of the all-embracing Deity again, yet it is never a person in itself. Intending to ascertain this kind of problem intellectually would only ever lead to ever greater misconception, for you humans have devised something that is far too human and comes nowhere near the truth if you try to imagine the Deity in triple form. Amen.